All right, so good morning. How's everybody doing today? Day two. Been a great event so far. Everyone got a lot of good information, great stuff. Wow, it's a quiet bunch. Come on, I'm not the right session right after breakfast. Everybody had their coffee, everyone ready to go? Let me introduce myself. I'm Michael Beck. I run the program management team, which is a team of engineers that does Windows CXE. To simplify what I do, I'm the guy that pushes all those patches to you and reboots your machines. So if you like servicing, I'm your guy. If you don't like servicing, my boss will be here in a little bit, and he sits up front. Joined my partners in crime today in front are Terry Piquet and Helen Hartz. They're part of the team that work along here, and as we get Q&A at the end, they may help us as well. Got some exciting stuff to talk about today. Windows as a service, what does it mean for your business? So I'm an engineer. I'm an engineering guy. I look at this slide and I say, well, duh. The world's changing, right? In a rapid rate like you've never seen before. IT is faced with devices and BYOD and new server requirements and the cloud, and the world is just changing. The experiences and expectations of your users to get new capabilities on their client devices, to be able to bring arbitrary client devices onto your networks, to be able to connect arbitrary client devices to your services, is at an all-time high, and it's only getting faster. You know, it used to just be the vice president executive jewelry. Now it's everybody. It's the admins. Everybody needs access and how you do things. So the world is really changing, and the old model we developed Windows in requires some change. So things we've heard about you, from you, challenges when it comes to adopting Windows or accepting change in your infrastructure. So some of these are pretty obvious. Upgrades, break apps, line of business apps, drivers, printers, compatibility. You need time to test, to validate changes before you deploy them broadly. Train up help desk support potentially. Your vendors, oftentimes, if you have software that requires certification, such as bank software, point of sale software, I don't know, accounting software, tax software, you may have vendors that aren't ready to service and support the new capabilities that are being deployed in your environment. They need to certify their software. You need more notifications, time to plan. You need to be able to actually say, hey, what's coming and how do I adopt it? What's my time to absorb it and what's my time to require it? How many of you guys are on 8.1 in your infrastructure? Probably not a whole lot of you. Good. Got a couple around. Oh, more than I thought. Good. Well, we surprised people with S14 last spring. Spring update, Windows 8.1 update 1. We call it S14 internally, Spring 14 up really. But it was the 8.1 update 1. And we've learned a lot about time to plan, time to adopt, and what does that really take. These other ones are fairly obvious, but you need to stay secure, utmost. Your infrastructure needs to be ready and right for everybody. So we have these two challenges. And for those of you who were in Jim Alco's presentation yesterday, you saw this slide. And it really does hold true. On one dimension, we have agility. I have customers who in the same meeting yell at me about how they need capabilities, they need features, they want them, they need that DCR, they need that bug fix. And then 2 minutes later telling me, but I don't want to take it now. I need time to test it. I need control. Don't throw it at me too fast. And so, agility and control are just constantly in tension, constantly. You know, that access to new technology versus stability. Quick to implement feedback, quick to fix my issues, quick to resolve core user scenarios. But I want a long support cycle. I want to make sure ISVs have time to support. I need flexibility for mixed environments. All these things are in constant tension. And I think you guys probably live it every day. I mean, everybody kind of agree that every day you live that tension of your users want more, but you need stability and control. So when we think about Windows as a service and as a concept, it starts with what we think about consumer devices. And when we think about consumer devices, really it's the things that, you know, you get updates installed via Windows updates, as they arrive. So every day a consumer device is attached to Windows Update, and it gets updates when they're published. Most users today on Windows, consumers today, are configured this way. Windows has a cloud service called Windows Update. We push security fixes, feature capabilities, updates, a number of technology. We have hundreds of millions of customers that we service every single month. Every time I push a patch, it goes to almost 1 billion people worldwide. So it's consumed. This is a very, very, very common. Very large, diverse OS base helps drive quality. Hundreds of millions of devices on any one specific operating system, when we push a capability or patch, those customers are able to actually, that's a lot of validation. We know really quick if we're going to have a problem. We know if there's issues with that or we've broken compatibility because we have such a diversity of an ecosystem. And basically, BYOD devices, in the case where you have people who bring things into your enterprise, a device that's attached to Windows Update is always up to date. If they have automatic updates on their existing devices set, when they bring that into your corporate network, they're up to date. They have the latest security fixes because there's no delay. They get it, they've rebooted, and they have the latest. They're ready to go. They're secure and up to date. On the other side of the spectrum in our business, we have specialty systems, mission critical systems. Now, I use that word carefully because I know there's a certification for mission critical, but it's stuff that's really important. You know, air traffic control systems probably shouldn't be getting updates all the time. You want those things stable. Medical systems, bank software, things that require certification, tax, accounting software, those require some degree of stability. In fact, those devices' value to the business is oftentimes their stability and reliability. How many of you guys have those in your network? Mission critical systems? Almost everybody puts their hands up. How many people have consumer devices on your network? Yep. You see that all the time, kind of these two extremes. But we have these business users that are caught in the middle. They're not quite mission critical, but they're important. They need some degree of stability, some degree of planning and predicting, but they're not quite consumers because, if they get an update and your line of business app doesn't work, maybe that sale doesn't get transacted or that order doesn't get taken or, there could be a potential issue. Sometimes the word knowledge worker comes up, but that's very industry specific. But those business users in the middle are pretty important. So how do you treat business users? How do we want to think about it? You can treat them like consumer devices, updates they get as they arrive. So there's a benefit to that. They're always up to date and they're always secure. That business user, they're up to date, secure. You didn't have to support them or have infrastructure to do it. They're ready to go. Updates haven't been, have been delivered to the broad market, or haven't been delivered to the broad market yet. What that means is an update goes out and everybody gets it. It hasn't gone through, it's been tested internally. It's gone through a vetting process, which we'll talk about in a little bit later. But it really hasn't gone to those hundreds of millions of users. All the consumer devices kind of get it at once. You haven't had time to test and plan to make sure your line of business apps work, to make sure your printers are going to continue to work, that business worker user will still be aligned. And, is this really the best machine for your users, the best model? And it might be. Attaching to Windows Update is a very valuable thing, and it might be great for your users, depending on how your workforce is set up. And then you can treat, and this is what we see more commonly, you can treat all your consumer device systems or devices, all your devices that come in, treat those device business users as special systems, mission critical. But that's expensive. You have to manage these things and have infrastructure. Your users typically get delayed before they get the latest security fixes, simply because there's a hop between your infrastructure and that device. They don't get access to the latest features they may need and require to do their job. Your competitors may be getting an advantage on you because your users are potentially behind other users. I meet with customers all the time that say, and it's becoming more true, as you bring young talent into a company, if you have dated software, it's a recruiting impact. You know, a lot of people that are coming out of college today have never run a Windows XP machine. Put that in context, right? Their whole career has maybe been Mac or been Windows 7 or been, you know, if you think about how they spent their time in college. And so the world moves quickly, and there's expectations from people. So Microsoft's recommendation is to treat them like the professionals they are. Update their devices, update their devices after features are validated by the broad market. We're going to talk about how we do that here in a little bit. But essentially, if you attach and deploy via Windows Update for Business, you actually get an opportunity to consume updates and changes after they've been adopted by the broad consumer market. So you get a little bit of time to validate, qualify those for your enterprise, and make sure they're ready to go. They're still delivered faster than going through your infrastructure because Windows Update will still manage and target those machines for you, Windows Update for Business. Your organization gets access to the latest technology and updates, and you have time to plan and verify and validate the release before it goes more broadly across your organization.